me today or what? Let's stand up this morning and look at your partner and say, I am truly devoted to being here today. Because we are magnificent, are we not? Yes, we are. Maestro, take a deep breath with me. Oh, you guys are absolutely, positively wonderful, Dan. We're here to remind you, sing it out, of your magnificence, to help you awake. Wake up to all the wonder that you are. And you are truly magnificent. Together, oh, we long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. We're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. Got a haircut, looks nice. Deep breath. Ah, together, here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonders that you are. And I know you are magnificent. We long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. Every single moment, we're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. And just feel that energy that you're a part of in this wonderful spiritual enrichment. All right, give yourself a round of applause this morning. Yes, we're here to say happiness is found within, because that's where the Christ is. By Christ, by any other name, it doesn't matter, you are the Christ. Maestro. Ho.
Hey. Happiness is found within. Happiness I'm bound to win. I can change my thoughts from gloomy glum to gladness. Happiness is found within. All right. Happiness is found within. Oh, come on now. Happiness I'm bound to win. I can change my thoughts to, no, I can't, you can do. Happiness is found within. We search and seek in outer ways to find our happiness. But when we turn to power within, we can turn from no to yes. So I can change my mind today, change my thoughts to good and say, joy out of me, it explains my very nature. Happiness is found with, happiness is found with, happiness is found with it.
We win, yes, we win, yes. Let's read your paper, yes. We're moving right along this morning.
Thank you, you may be seated. Okay, thank you, Desi, thank you, Kevin, and our trio for the wonderful beginning to this service today.
I'm Reverend.
Well, okay, now let's see if this is better. Am I coming through yet? No, not yet?
Yes.
Now I am? Okay, great. I'll start over. I'm Reverend Glenda Davis, and I would like to welcome you to the Spiritual Enrichment Center of Dothan for this hour of remembering and celebrating who we truly are. We are so happy that you're here with us today. Just know that you are lovingly welcomed into this community. And I see a few new faces, so I want to allow a few minutes for people to introduce themselves. We'll start over here. Do you have a guest? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Welcome. We're glad you're here. And let's see. Let me move over into this section. Melissa, do you have some people that you would like to introduce?
Don and Raquel are here, and they also teach at Masuba Studios, so we just wanted to come and meet the community and let everyone know who these people are, because they're wonderful.
Great, great. And just as an aside, the Masuba Studios schedule is posted out by the little building beside the door, so you can see what's available and when, and hopefully you can work a class into your schedule somewhere along the line. Okay, and here, I think we have two people who are with us again for the first time. Who wants to introduce themselves? No? You've been here before?
I'm Roxy Ritchie, and I was here last week.
Oh, okay. I wasn't. Sorry. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. And Tim?
Tim Walkenmarker.
We're very happy you're here, Tim. Thank you and welcome. Ray, welcome back again. Nice to see you. And let's see, over here.
Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
And you've been here before? Oh, of course, Haley. And then... Michael. Okay, very good. We're happy that you all are here. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped right over. Excuse me.
That's fine. I'm Miss Donna Walker, and I was invited by Miss Judy Moore.
Okay.
And I talked to her this morning, and she's not feeling well.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming. What was your name again?
Donna Walker.
Donna Walker. Welcome, Donna. Thank you for being here. Very nice. Very nice. We're glad you're all here. She's not so sure right this minute. Well, I do want you to know that we have a child care person in the back who would be happy for her to be back there with her if she would be happier there. We have toys and things she could play with, so we'll leave that up to you. I know. Abandoned. I know, exactly. Just know it's there for you. Okay, so we're very happy that you're here. We have a few announcements, but before those, I want to just ask for some volunteer help. This is a community that operates well because of our participation. When you have a small community, there's nobody else to depend on but us right here. So we have a few volunteer opportunities because we have some people who aren't able to be here right now due to illness or moving different things, and so we need a little bit of help. One thing is we are a little short on kitchen angels, so if you are interested in being a kitchen angel on the first Sunday of the month, which means help to set up everything, then help to make sure everything's put away, our Diane Moon is in charge of that right now, but she's not here, but Jack Pennington in the back there, Jack, raise your hand. If you are willing to help, if you will see Jack, he will assign you a job, and we would appreciate that very, very much. Also, we're going to have a training session for the soundboard. Desi and Carl and Jim, I think, are going to be involved in that. And if you would be interested in learning how to work that soundboard, they would love to get some more people on the team, because sometimes the people who are scheduled to do it for one reason or another can't. And so we need to have a team available to take over when that occurs. Also, the board that the monks used to make the sun mandala on this past week is out in the little building, and it's very heavy. Carl and Jerry created that for us, and it's about that thick with plywood. About three of them put together, I think it is?
It's four sheets of plywood.
Four sheets of plywood put together. It's very heavy. And Dawn is going to need some help getting it moved out of there. I think she's going to take it to her.
We're going to see if it'll fit in the shed.
Okay, so we need about three or four people who are willing to help lift and carry that out after the service. So if you're willing to help with that, please see Dawn, because it can't be done by just one or two people. It's very heavy. So we really need some help with that. So thank you all very much. We appreciate it. And now I have a special announcement. Next week, we are going to be electing some new board members because the term is over for some of the ones who are currently serving. And Dawn, who has been our board president for the past several years, is not going to be able to be here next Sunday, so I wanted to thank her publicly today. So Dawn, would you come up, please?
Thank you.
Dawn has not only served on the board, but she has served as our leader for a number of years. How many has it been? About three?
Three or four
at least, yeah. So, who's counting, right? So, we're very grateful for her service. She has been so dependable. She's been there when we've needed her, and she leads in her own quiet, calm way, and that has been a real asset to our community, and for that, we're very grateful. So, Dawn, we would like to present you with a card and also a gift for your service, and I'd love for it if you would open the gift so that everyone can see. Ask for what you want, right? So everybody can see what your gift is. Yeah. Great. That needs to be attached there.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Dawn is into Native American culture and lore, and so this was something that we decided would be right up for Allie. So thank you, Audrey, for your help in getting that. Okay, so Marvin has some other announcements for us.
Okay, Dawn, no pot smoking in that pipe, okay? If you do it out by the pond where the ducks are, so they might appreciate that. Okay, I noticed a number of you looking at my hat admiringly. That's my Seminole tartan. You didn't know Seminoles had tartans, but they do now. That was a birthday gift from Annie Mack, and I certainly appreciate that. Now I will know what to wear on those game days. Our thanks to Kevin, Jim, and Dee for their musical abilities, Carl for operating our soundboard back there, and of course Desi for rounding out our musical exploits here. Our platform assistant today is Melissa. Okay, CDs of today's service are available for $5, or you can go online and download them at secdothan.org. Thank you to all who brought food today for our potluck. I heard a rumor there were some deviled eggs back there, and that is much appreciated. Jack and I will be helping out getting the food out, and if anybody else would like to help, as soon as our pastor leads us in prayer and everybody's eyes are closed, you can sneak out and come back and help us. Okay, and this is a special note of thanks to everyone who assisted in the monk's visit and made that very successful. It was a little bit shorter visit than it was last year, but a number of people came and brought friends and helped in setting up chairs and served as hostesses. I don't know if you know this or not, but these monks' visits, in addition to being entertainment, we attract a lot of new people, and some of you, even here today, may have visited for the monks, and we found it some of the best advertising we've gotten. So that's the way a lot of people find out about us. Apparently it was very successful. I don't know how they did this, but they cleared over $5,000 for the pageant blessings, donations, and sales of their products. Dawn, let's see. Dawn and her family folks out there housed them during their stay, and the church provided their food while they were here. They cooked that here. So it was really kind of a, they kind of took care of themselves. And all the money that was raised here goes to their monastery in India, which houses and provides for the 2,500 refugee monks. If you're not familiar with the politics, they got booted out, basically, of Tibet back when the Chinese communists took over, and so they are in fact refugees from their own country. And so they have settled in this monastery in India. Okay, Wednesday night we'll continue with our study of this thing called You by Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science. Come and join us at 6. Books are available for sale for $12. Or you can share. Having a book is not absolutely necessary. And as Glenda said, next Sunday is our annual meeting, so plan to stay for a short period after the service. We'll be electing 2 new board members. Please plan to stay for a little bit after this, for this very important meeting. Don't forget, we have collections for cell phones, used printer cartridges, toilet items for the House of Ruth. We have a food cupboard back there, which has been very active, people bringing food, and the food has been going out the door as people need it. And for shopping through the iGive program for online purchases, there is a notice on the bulletin board that explains that more, how to sign up for that, so we get a cut of everything that you purchase. Thanks to Melissa, our yoga class is continuing. The schedule is posted on the door out back. Classes are available on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Anything else you want to say about that? She's at a loss for words. That's okay. I got enough. One little notice we need to announce every now and then. Parking. There is one, definitely do not park on the north side of the building. There's a church that meets in that little strip shopping over there, and they need that space over there for themselves. We do park in the bank parking lot whenever the bank is closed, which usually is on Sundays, and even Wednesday night when we're having our Wednesday night service. So you're welcome to park over there. And any place on the grass in our lot that you can find to park, except in the driveway. Did I miss anything?
Birthdays.
Yeah. February. All February birthday people,
stand up.
And I failed to note that Steve got a haircut, congratulate him on that.
Birthday dude.
There is one more announcement that I forgot when I was up here, and that is for those of you who knew Evelyn Pegg, Don Pegg's widow, she passed this past Sunday evening, and her memorial service, her graveside service was Thursday afternoon, so keep their family in your prayers as they adjust to this change. Paul is her son is the person who mows our lawn. So thank you very much. I do have something else to do. Let's see, where is that? Whoops, I have a, thank you. Okay, so, hello Mark, come in, have a seat. Okay, so we're going to start with the affirmations that are here on the screen and also on this blue insert, which we encourage you to take home with you. Together, the Christ level of consciousness is the only presence and power in the spiritual enrichment center and in my life. All else gently and easily falls away. God is conscious of itself as me. I am. Thoughts of health and wholeness renew my body temple. I thrive. Liberation flows from my oneness with God. I soar. My heart of compassion beats within me. I love. My whole life is a celebration in the good of God. I am grateful, and so it is.
Our inspirational readings this morning will be read by Brenda, reading from the Daily Word, and John, reading from A Course in Miracles.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Be open. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. Let us waste no further time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. Already the door is open, and whosoever will may enter. This is good to know. The door is already open. All we need to do is enter. But for some of us, it is a difficult thing to do, to trust that the door is open to us, for us. Even though the door is open, we must also be open to see the opening. When we are closed to the possibilities, we cannot see any of the good that surrounds us. And when that happens, we may experience our bodies and affairs closing door. To keep this from happening or to change it, if it is already happening, we are invited to open up. We must open the portals of our souls in order for us to first free ourselves. Then in that freedom, mentally claim our good. We don't have to make our good come to us. It is already here. We just need to be open to it. One of my teachers, Michael Bernard Beckwith, would say, "Don't make it happen, make it welcome." Be open to your good, at least be open to the possibility that your good is here. You may ask, "How do I open up to my good?" First, be willing. Willingness paves the way for the answers to come. Being willing in itself is the first step to being open. Be open to receive. Affirmation. I am open to receive my highest good now. I am open to grace. I am open to abundance. I am open to love. I am God's open channel. I am open and I accept.
Good morning. Good morning. If you're working the workbook this year, you would be around lesson 36, 37. And when I opened it up, I thought this was very appropriate. So I'm going to read you a part of lesson 37. My holiness blesses the world. This idea contains the first glimmering of your true function in the world, or why you are here. Your purpose is to see the world through your own holiness. Thus are you and the world blessed together. No one loses. Nothing is taken away from anyone. Everyone gains through your holy vision. It signifies the end of sacrifice because it offers everyone his full due. And he is entitled to everything because it is his birthright as the Son of God.
Now we'll sing Surely the Presence, which is printed on the screen and in your bulletin.
The presence of God is in this place, for we are open to let it flow out through us. We know that God is expressing here as us, and we are grateful to be that representation of the divine. We are grateful that our good is fully present right here and right now. And so let's just take a moment to sit in silence together and feel that presence and power of God within us. How good it is to have this opportunity to gather in spiritual community and go within and connect with and be fully aware of the fact that God is always present with us. We are never separated from God. And as we let go of our blocks that we have put up to that and we realize that God is everywhere present, we feel that presence flowing through us as love, as compassion, as understanding and forgiveness, as all good, as all the qualities that Jesus the Christ allowed to flow in his experience. We are following that example and allowing our lives to be instruments of the divine life. For this I am truly, truly grateful. And now let's say together, the opening prayer is written on the left side of our bulletin. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent.
Start singing, you thank the Lord you did. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get
our message this morning is titled The Christ by Any Name and will be given by our spiritual director, Reverend Glenda Davis.